Hey, we're back and still don't have shoes on in the field. Hey, I'm Blake.
And I'm Lindley.
And this is your tailgate talk. So we are here in a hayfield. As you can tell, it's not full on hay season yet. So there's a lot of stuff coming up that won't be here when we start cutting hay. We're kind of early on, but stuff is starting to pop up and green up. And there's something that we do early in the year to kind of give us an idea of what exactly this soil needs. And it's called a soil test. And what we do is we come out here with a shovel and we get a pretty good scoop of dirt. We put it in a bag and we take it to our local extension office. And the guys who are far more intelligent than me use their, you know, fancy science equipment and their, you know, all their machinery and computers. And they run the, was that funny? What were you laughing at me for? They run their fancy tests and they look at all that stuff and they tell us exactly what our soil needs. And so they'll look at that soil test and they'll tell me, you know, do I need phosphorus? Do I need potash? Do I need nitrogen? Do I need whatever? And so I'll get that back through an email and I'll be able to take that to the co-op, show that to them, and they'll say, okay, here's what we need in your fertilizer. And then I figure out what, you know, what kind of deal I have to work out to sell, you know, like second mortgages on houses and, you know, things like that to buy fertilizer. Because it's expensive. And then I come back and we fertilize this field to make it grow. But to figure out exactly, so we're not just spreading stuff out and hoping it works, to figure out exactly what this soil needs to make it grow the best, a soil sample is required. You know, Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that same thing is needed for ourselves. Matter of fact, he said to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith, to see if we're walking in the faith. Did you know that it's a healthy thing every once in a while to examine our hearts, to ask God to kind of check us over and make sure that we're walking the way we ought to walk? It's a pretty important thing to make sure that our fruit is matching what we say we're all about. So can I just encourage you today to maybe take a little bit of time and just spend some time with the Lord. Ask Him to examine your heart, examine your life, examine the things that you really are, and make sure that they match what you say you are. And I would dare say that all of us have some work to do on our walk. So, hey, that's just a few words of encouragement from a guy sitting in the field full of a lot of weeds that have got to be sprayed. So, next to a barefoot girl on a tailgate. She really does have shoes, right? You've got shoes. You just don't like to wear them.
No.
Why do you not like to wear shoes?
I don't know, because they hurt my feet sometimes because they're too small.
Your shoes are not too small. Okay, now everybody's going to think we don't buy her shoes that fit. You have shoes that fit. You just don't like to wear shoes.
They're just listening baby beep.
Oh, whatever. Okay, that's not what we came here for. Hey, so thank you so much for joining us on the tailgate. Aren't you glad that you joined us on the tailgate today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be about a week before we join you again. And so until then, we hope you have a great week. We love you, and we will see you next time on the tailgate. I'm Blake.
I'm Lily.
And this has been your tailgate talk.
Bye.